You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Now, our featured 16-year-old today is technically, I think, just a few days short of 16, but she will celebrate her birthday during the month of June, so that was close enough for us. Her name is Jessica Allett, and she's a junior lifeguard at the Big Bay Surf Lifesaving Club. She's not just a courageous water baby, though. Jess is also a very talented writer, and she recently won her age category at the Kingsmead Book Fair. So we say congratulations as well as welcome. Jess, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, so I've lived in Cape Town my whole life. We've always stayed closest to the coast. I mean, we went from Sunset Beach to Blouberg, so we're always close to the beach. Yeah. I have four younger siblings, and we're all homeschooled. Yeah. I'm currently doing my upgrade course. I'm going from junior lifeguard to the full thing.
Okay.
And as far as the future goes, I think I have about 10 to the 16th different plans, so we'll see what happens.
What happens next? Okay. So all of you homeschooled, and you were telling me earlier you've been homeschooled throughout your schooling career, so you've had a very different experience of learning from most of the other 16-year-olds we've spoken to.
Yes, I think I'm not entirely sure why we started, but I think I always wanted to start, and I don't think our parents ever really fully considered going into a schooling system.
So. Okay, so who is your teacher? Is your mom your teacher?
Yes.
Well done, mom. Four siblings plus you. That's a big, big workload to chuckle. So congratulations, mom. Jess, I mean, when you talk homeschooling, the one concern people always raise is that what about the social interaction and interacting with other children? Obviously, you're not short of siblings at home, but I would imagine that lifeguarding and your duties there has been a huge element to your interaction with other youngsters.
Yes, it's been great from that perspective.
Yeah.
We have always made sure that we're involved in many different sports, so the social interaction definitely is present.
And when did you start getting involved in lifeguarding?
I started as a nipper when I was 12.
Okay.
At the beginning, I did not enjoy it so much. I was terrified of the ocean.
Really?
I still get nervous occasionally, but it always is really fun in the end.
That's incredible to me because, I mean, you are putting yourself out there to keep an eagle eye on the ocean and the people in it. And if somebody gets into trouble, you kind of need to trust that there's going to be an instinctive response of, I'm going out to help them. The fact that you're able to do that, even though you actually still harbor a slight fear of the ocean, is remarkable. But I think probably having a bit of a fear of the ocean is not an unhealthy thing.
No, I think it's always good. I think if you get too cocky and you decide, okay, I'm not scared of it, you're more likely to end up in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, we see that on duty a lot of the time. People decide, okay, I can do this. Meanwhile, they can't, and then they end up needing assistance
themselves. So the rescuer becomes the victim in some cases.
Luckily, that hasn't happened.
Okay. I mean, besides the actual lifeguard duties, there is the competitive element to nippers and lifeguards. Do you want to tell us a bit more for those who don't really understand what it is you do?
Okay, so life-saving competition is probably one of the most diverse competitions you will ever see. We have a surf aspect, which is on the beach and in the ocean, and a pool aspect called Stillwater. Between the two, we have over 20 events plus relays, and those all happen quite quickly. And most competitions, we do a selection of the events, so we always have at least one ski event, one running event, one swim, one board, and then a various selection of team events in between. What is different about life-saving that not a lot of people know is it runs on a point system.
Yeah.
So your top eight people each get points. So first person gets 8, second gets 7, and so on.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, the club that collects the most points wins.
And have you had the joy of helping Big Bay Surf Life-Saving Club win any of those events?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, I know they're extremely proud of you. If I may just read to you what Big Bay's public relations officer, Nicola Rautenbach, told me when I asked them about connecting with you. She asked us please to acknowledge everything that Jessica gives back to life-saving, to her community and to our club. Her message is they are very proud of you and appreciative of your work, which is lovely, Nicola. I mean, it is a lot of sacrifice. I mean, what you've described requires huge physical fitness. It requires the hours of practice on the land as well as in the water. And then, of course, life-saving duties. It's giving up a lot of your time. Jessica, do you ever feel you're missing out because of that?
Not really. I think life-saving is one of the best sports you can do in terms of experience because there's just so much to it.
Yeah.
And I think even discounting the sporting side of things, there is a lot of depth in it, so you can't ever really get bored.
Okay. Now, you haven't just trained as a lifeguard and sat on the beach keeping an eye on the sea. I believe you were actually involved in a real-life rescue not too long ago. Tell us what happened.
Yes. So we were doing morning training sessions, and the conditions were pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
It was closing out across the bay, and we decided, okay, we're just going to take boards out. Don't worry too much about the training. Just work on being in the waves and catching them. And I saw, while I was waiting at backland, there were two swimmers who I don't think were very aware of the trouble they were in, because they were kind of just floating there, and they were getting pulled towards the rocks, because what happens is with the rocks we have on the left side of the bay, when there's bigger swell, the current gets very strong.
Okay.
And they were slowly getting pulled towards the rocks, and they didn't seem to notice.
Wow.
And the problem with that is if a freak wave comes, it can smash you onto the rocks, which is not a good place to be. So then I signaled to my dad, who was in the water, that we needed to pick them up, because there were two, and helped one of them onto my board, and we paddled them to the middle of the bay. And once they were there, then we kind of just kept an eye on them, and they made it back to shore safely.
Wow. I mean, they're so lucky, A, that you were there that day, but B, that you knew the water, knew the conditions in that bay to be able to recognize they were in trouble before they were physically in trouble. I mean, how proud are you to have been part of that, to know you've potentially helped save two lives that day?
I'm quite proud. It didn't actually fully sink in. Like, it took a few days, and even when I got home, my parents were like, well, that was a proper rescue. I was like, okay. But it is quite a relief that it didn't feel like in the situation, because I sometimes worry if there's a situation, I'm going to panic.
Yeah.
But in the situation, I could keep calm, and it's good reassurance, so that in future, if anything else goes wrong, I know I can actually.
You know, your training kicks in, your ability to stay focused on the rescue is there. I mean, it's phenomenal to have that level of composure at the age of 16, Jess. Congratulations. I just want to say, read a message that's come through from one of our listeners who says, I've been so amazed by the 16-year-olds you've been interviewing. This lifeguard is another example of a confident young person who is living her best life and really making a difference in her community. Thank you for that. She really is. Her name, for those who've come in late to the interview, is Jessica Allett. She is an almost 16-year-old member of the Big Bay Surf Lifesaving Club. And Jess, we've spoken a lot about the lifesaving duties and your time in the water, but as I mentioned at the start, that's not your only passion, and you are a very talented writer as well. When did that interest begin? Is it something that's developed through your homeschooling from very early on, do you think?
I think it is. I always loved reading, and I think once you love reading, it's inevitable that you start writing. I don't know exactly when I started. I started writing down jokes and collecting them when I was about 8, and from there kind of just progressed.
Yeah. So, and what do you like to write about, and what form do you like to write in?
Depends on the day and my mood. Mm. So I sometimes like writing fiction. I'm also working on nonfiction a little bit, which is more of a collection of thoughts and opinions on how I observe the world.
Okay.
So really depends on the mood, I guess.
I'd love to know a couple of those opinions and thoughts on how you observe the world. I mean, okay, you know, before we go there, let me just mention, I said at the start that Jessica had recently won her category, her age category, at the Kingsmead Book Fair, which is the 13 to 15-year-old category. Tell us a little bit more about what that involved. I have read the piece you submitted, and I mean, I can't believe it was written by a 16-year-old, Jess. But tell us a bit more about how you even came to do that in the first place.
I think, theme was courage, and I was actually planning on writing about life saving, but I wasn't quite sure where to go from there, and it also felt like a very personal thing to write about, so I was a bit shy of doing that. I'm not actually sure where I got the idea. I mean, I was sitting trying to think of things, and then I thought, never mind the big stuff, like, let's just zoom in a bit and write about something that's smaller but actually is really, that can actually be really important, like small actions that can actually be life-saving, as they ended up being in the
end. In a very different way, set in this case with an older character coming to the rescue of a friend. I'll say no more than that, because you might want to read it for yourself. I don't know if it's shared on the Kingsmead Book Fair website, but to win the category, how did that feel? I mean, as you said, writing such a personal process, and I know putting your writing out for somebody else to crit is always an act of great courage in itself. How did it feel to get that feedback that not only they liked it so much they gave you the prize?
It was quite a shock. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
During the few months after I submitted it, I read my story again and I was like, that suddenly seems so terrible in hindsight. What was I thinking? And then when the email came through, I was like, hang on. And if the feedback hadn't been so specific, I honestly would have spent the next few days wondering, how was there a mistake or something?
I'm so glad they gave you the extra confidence of their feedback as well. Now, let's finish in the last few minutes, Jess, with that question that you write about, your observations of the world and how you feel about the world right now. I've asked all of the 16-year-olds we've interviewed what worries them most. And some of them have had very personal things about, I worry about my exams, I worry about the upcoming matric darts and who I'm going to take with me and that sort of thing. What would you say? Some of them have gone big and worried about socioeconomic conditions. If I was to ask you, I mean, what keeps you awake at night if you do worry?
I think it also depends on what I've been, or which parts of the world I've been exposing myself to.
Yeah.
So it changes a lot. Currently, one of the worries is the government's decisions, which has apparently been a fight that's been going on for 10 years, about what they're going to do about the legalities of homeschooling.
Yep.
Because that is a huge factor in my life currently.
Yeah.
So that's one of them. But I don't know. I think it depends, but there's always a positive outlook wherever you worry. So
okay, so you do feel, I mean, confident about the future. I mean, that is, I know for those who don't know, there has been an ongoing battle about how the state views homeschooling and whether it should be allowed, and you know, the sort of framework under which it is legislated, which must be a huge anxiety for anybody who is in that system, particularly as far along as you are, Jess, to imagine being told, sorry, after 16 years of doing it your own way at home, you're going to have to go to school and finish matric next year. Can you imagine? I mean, I'm not saying that that's going to happen, and touch wood, it doesn't. But I can understand why that would be such a huge anxiety for anybody in your shoes. But you say always with an optimistic outlook. I mean, how confident do you feel when you look to the future? Do you see opportunities for yourself here in South Africa?
Yes, I think wherever you look, there's always going to be an opportunity. I mean, even if you open a little stall on the side of the road or something, as long as you look positively, everything should work out positively. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed. But there's only a lack of opportunity when you stop looking for it. So as long as you're looking for opportunity, you're going to find it.
I mean, that's a wonderful message to the many other 16-year-olds who might not be feeling hopeful. Just there is a lot to worry about. There is a lot to worry about in everyday life in South Africa. There's load shedding, there's security and safety, there is the youth unemployment rate. It's wonderful to hear you say you hold on to that, not just a sense of optimism, but one that's rooted in a sense of your own agency, I'm getting, that you really know that this is something you have a direct role to play.
Yes, I think it is. I do think, though, 16, like this age, is a little bit too young to start planning your life. So mm-hmm. I think now is the age when you need to just go into the world, experience as much as you can, and then only later start making the big decisions.
Okay. I really like your outlook, Jess, and I hope that firstly, I really, really hope that the legislative environment allows you to continue and complete your schooling journey on the path you want it to be on. Final question then. I mean, you are on lifeguard duties. You said you're about to progress to the next level of life saving. Is it something you intend sticking with and continuing to give service in that way?
Yes, definitely. It is such a, I want to say, it is a very diverse sport, and it's a very diverse experience. Mm. And I don't think it's something you can actually fully finish because there's always something new to do.
Yeah.
So I think I will definitely be sticking with it as long as I can.
Well, beachgoers at Big Bay will be very grateful to know that you're there, as is your life-saving club. We are very proud of you. And Jessica, thank you so much for making the effort to join us today. I'm sorry you had to give up part of your day off to come into studio, but it's been an absolute delight having you with us.
Thank you for having me. It's been really great.
Thank you. The next of the class of 16-year-olds of 2023, Jessica Allett is her name.